This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you asked on break, you don't want to come on air, but you texted, how good are cough syrups? And this was in relationship to the Robitussin recall we spoke about just last show. FDA is recalling, or has there's a voluntary recall of some Robitussin honey preparations, not all of the Robitussins, because of a possible fungus contamination. And so I know many people go to Robitussin and they use these medications religiously. I sometimes will use a cough suppressant. I like the Tessalon Perles, the benzonatate Perles. I prescribe those, but I got to admit, they don't work on me. When my body wants to cough, it'll cough. Coughing is a defense mechanism. It's a reflex. Your body wants to spew out whatever's in it, whether it's COVID, whether it's dust, pollen, talcum powder, acid, swallowing water down the wrong pipe, and you're aspirating. You cough because your body wants to protect the lungs. And I know there's been a lot of debate on how much we should be doing to suppress the cough. Now, do we want to get it out? Do we want to loosen it up to get it out? And so when there is a Robitussin recall, honey, and honey has been found to be a fantastic antitussive. Its antitussive properties are fantastic. But we can't give it to kids under 1 year old because of botulism risk. And that's also kind of interesting in and of itself, because if you're really worried about botulism, then nobody should really have it. But for kids, especially under one, we don't give them honey. I guess we just don't. Yeah, that. So is it worth it to use a, you know, Robitussin or something, you know, when you, yes and no. So the problem I have seen, and we've spoken about cough and cough medications. Remember, cough medications used to have alcohol, and we started to get away from that. We don't usually use alcohol anymore for cough. And then we changed the formulation to include codeine. There's a lot of cough syrups with codeine. And the reason why those are still popular and being used, even though we don't recommend it because of abuse and addictive potential, is because sometimes the more you cough, the more you need to cough. And I've been very mixed on us not using something strong on the outset to knock the cough down so you don't keep irritating your lung linings, which then in and of itself will make you cough longer. On the other end, if your body's coughing, maybe it's coughing for a reason. Now, people always ask me, what's the difference between an expectorant and a cough suppressant? So expectorants are known as mucolytics. They thin the mucus in the bronchial passages so you could cough it up. So an expectorant, because people are like, why do I want to do that? It's good. An expectorant makes you cough. Well, your mucus is packaging up the pollen or the dust or the COVID virus particle or the bacteria or the mold. And your mucus is sticky. It knows how to wrap it up and say, you're with me now. Okay, I'm piggybacking off of you. And then your body knows to cough up mucus. Your body knows that if there's mucus, you cough. That's why when people get runny noses and sinus infections, they say it always goes to the lungs. Yeah, viruses tend to do that. Some bacterial infections might, but it's because your body knows it's got to get rid of the mucus. Your nasal passages and your sinuses, if they aren't spewing it out through sneezing, you got a backup system with your coughing. The problem is it gets sticky and it gets dry. If you don't hydrate, your mucus gets dry. And if it gets dry, it sometimes is too hard and difficult to get out. So expectorants thin it. So guaifenesin, which is in Robitussin, does that. A cough suppressant is an antitussive. Rather than removing the phlegm, they try to suppress your cough reflex. Dextromethorphan is what is used to suppress. I think it acts similarly to a narcotic. Now, some people say, well, just give me the cough syrup with codeine. Again, the only problem with that is codeine can constipate. Codeine can also, cause tolerance. And so, but unfortunately, some people, when their cough is that bad, that's what some doctors will go to. But what I usually recommend and what helps me is hot showers and steam. Now, I live in southern Nevada, Las Vegas. We're not supposed to waste a lot of water, but when I'm sick and I'm coughing, I stand in a hot shower or I lean over a pot with steam, and man, does that suppress my cough. Now, you can't do that all day, but it moistens my passages. It helps me get out. It's almost like a mucolytic, and it suppresses my cough. Hydration. Drink water, drink water, drink fluids. As I said, honey can work. Cough drops. Menthol works by a local anesthetic effect. So if you're less irritated, sometimes then you cough less. So sometimes the anesthetic effect of that can help. Peppermint, thyme, eucalyptus, licorice, ginger. Sometimes a peppermint candy can also help your cough. Chocolate can help, but it's got to have a lot of theobromine. Theobromine can suppress cough. In fact, one study says it works better than codeine, but the only problem is the amount of chocolate sometimes I would need to suppress a cough, I'd be gaining so much weight. So, Robitussin, like Mucinex, some of these, some people say it works amazing. In fact, when my kids had COVID, they said the Mucinex worked fantastic for them. But for some of us, our cough, might not necessarily respond to that, especially if your cough is because of your blood pressure medicine or acid buildup or reflux, then you need to address those. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I do love Earth. I love our oceans and our seas, our mountains, the skies. Want to protect Earth. But what I will not stand for is somebody making a cockamamie rule or just some random rule or mandate saying it's going to protect the environment and actually make things worse. Don't be wielding science and, you know, for your own political fortune or your own political favor without really having scientific evidence to back it up. And there has been a huge push, and I understand all sides of it, to decrease our use of plastic, which in our food, I'm a huge fan of. I agree. You know, I think we're exposed to way too much plastic. But in our push to save the environment, I'm hearing doctors and people say, you know, maybe we don't need to be wearing gloves with our patients anymore. Maybe we don't need to line the tables with paper and spray sanitizer and, you know, maybe we don't have to do that anymore. It's hurting the environment. Are we really getting that much gain? And in science, I think all conversations are worth having. But, okay, we need to be kind of careful here. I've seen such hypocrisy when it comes to the environment and causes for the environment prior to 2020. It was all about don't idle in your car. We're going to recycle. Quit spraying things to affect our ozone. Stop it with the paper. And then what did we do after 2020 with COVID? Sit in your car. Don't go into the store. Don't go into the bank. Don't go into the fast food. Just sit in your car and idle. Plastic everywhere. Change out all menus to paper menus. Everything reusable. We're not going to have silverware here that has to be washed and used because of COVID. It's going to be disposable, so we throw it out. Plastic utensils. I mean, it was ridiculous. And I was asking, where were the environmentalists February of 2020 and March of 2020? So we seem to go back and forth. Well, one thing that I found from a medical standpoint that was intriguing, and it didn't get a lot of headlines, but we did speak about it on our show, is the plastic bag ban that happened in California years ago. I didn't realize it happened until I drove into California and went to a Walmart, and they asked if I wanted a bag, and I go, well, that was nice, thank you, yeah, you know. And then they said that'll be an extra 50 cents. I'm like, for plastic bags? And then I was like, no wonder people are walking out with tampons and toilet paper in their hands. I thought people were just robbing the store. So you have to pay for a plastic bag when you go shopping now in California. And so I was like, well, all right, if that's going to protect the environment, I'll just walk out with my things. Or my grandmother used to use a reusable shopping bag. The problem with those reusable shopping bags is you need to clean them really good. Remember there was a whole cheer squad that got norovirus, I believe. Oh, no, got salmonella because a mom had cookies that had salmonella in the bag, and it was a reusable shopping bag that never got washed, and then all these girls got sick. The reason why we went to plastic is because these reusable shopping bags weren't getting washed, and they were getting dirty. Well, one side effect or unintended consequence of the plastic bag ban was reportedly we ended up having a hepatitis A outbreak that circulated homeless camps in San Diego. And the San Diego Health Department had to reportedly pass out plastic bags because homeless individuals would need the bag and use these bags for their stooling and excrement. They don't have access to toilets or public bathrooms, so one of the cans, they had a can, they would line it with the bag, use that as their potty, take the bag, knot it, throw it out. Well, if there are no plastic bags in the garbages anymore, unfortunately, they were spreading infectious disease. And the hepatitis outbreak was a bad one, and it was killing a lot of our homeless population. So we were told that in San Diego Health Department, they started passing out plastic bags to homeless populations. So this is kind of an example of how, look, you might want to help the environment, but you've got to think things through. When you do an all or nothing or a ban, that's why I'm so nervous about what's going to happen with the electric vehicle mandates. Yeah, you cannot sell a car in certain states by 2035 that is not zero emissions. Well, on one end, that might be really, really nice for the environment, but do we even comprehend what the ramifications could be? If, you know, from the electricity standpoint, from the battery standpoint, what the economic greenhouse gas emissions could be from these batteries and the tire and the weight. So another state that has banned bags reportedly is New Jersey. This is being reported by State of the Union. And a study revealed that New Jersey's ban on single-use plastic bags led to nearly a threefold increase in plastic consumption for bags due to the shift to alternative bags. So it actually had a boomerang effect. Fredonia Custom Research, a business research division for marketresearch.com, said following New Jersey's ban of single-use bags, the shift from plastic film to alternative bags resulted in nearly three times increase in plastic consumption for bags. Governor Phil Murphy said the plastic bags are one of the most problematic forms of garbage, leading to millions of discarded bags that stream annually into our landfills, rivers, and oceans. So he signed a bill addressing the problem of plastic pollution head-on with solutions that will help mitigate climate change and strengthen our environment for future generations, he said. But shoppers did not go to the reusable bags. In fact, they increased their plastic consumption. They say the average New Jerseyan is only reusing the bags 2 to 3 times before throwing them out. The production of alternative bags led to a 500% increase in greenhouse gas emissions. So, a New Jersey resident said that he keeps his bags in a basement. I have another bag by the door in case I go out to the farmer's market. Most of them are brand new, even have the tag on them. I use them one time, but don't throw them out. So, they have woven, non-woven, polypropylene plastic was used to produce the reusable bags. So we're actually using more plastic. They say the shift in material resulted in a notable environmental impact, with the increased consumption of these polypropylene bags contributing to 500% increase in greenhouse gas emissions compared to the non-woven polypropylene bags in 2015. So if what researchers said is if, let's say, this plastic ban in New Jersey was going to help the environment, the impact that would result would require a shopper reusing their bag at least 16 times. Now, Bill, I saw what people did with their masks. They reused their masks. I still have masks from 3 years ago floating around my house and in my car. If you're going to be using something reusable, it's got to be clean. A mask should be thrown out. Don't be reusing your mask. But it should be clean, the a reusable shopping bag. And so a worry I have is, you know, we just had another listeria outbreak with bag salads. And, when we go shopping, these things carry dirt. These things carry things. I'm not saying plastic is sterile, but you bring the groceries home, you throw it out. The salmonella chicken, all that. Now, I get, it is going to take some adjusting. Just like if we do go to electric vehicles, there will be a learning curve. But you have to have options. Because once you ban something, then you go back. Look at that decriminalization of drugs law in Oregon. And now Democratic lawmakers are trying to scale that back and add some possession to be a Class C misdemeanor. The problem with politicians is they do an all or nothing. Because ban is a fancy word and it gets a lot of headlines. But so we're going to ban fuel cars by 2035 in many states. Is that really smart? Have you really convinced all of us that these electric vehicles are phenomenal for the environment? That's not what I'm hearing. 1-877-DOC-TALI.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company. are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. It's supposed to happen tomorrow in Alabama. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988, requested the new execution method. The United Auto Workers Union endorsing President Biden in the race for the White House. Stock in Tesla dropped Wednesday off of news that it fell short of revenue projections for the fourth quarter. Elon Musk's company dropping 6% after revenue rose only 1% in the last 3 months. Former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley held a rally in her home state of South Carolina ahead of the state's primary next month. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've spoken about capital punishment on the show and lethal injections, gas chambers, firing squad. There's multiple different types of execution that different states have used. And in fact, some of them bring it back. And in the news, what has made headlines is Alabama is planning on using an execution by nitrogen. And it is set to carry out the first ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia on death row inmate Kenneth Eugene Smith. Now, people are concerned about the ethics around it because it is an untried method. Any method people use, there's going to be controversy. It's just it's not an easy subject for people to discuss. You know, we don't actively like to kill our own in society. Now, and death penalties have been instituted by many civilizations, many barbaric. And so if we are ever instituting that sort of a penalty, there has to be a really good reason, such as are they a, you know, is it that they are murderous? Are they a threat to society? Are, has the conviction been, very strongly evidenced? And so it's always, an issue. But the one thing we do in America is we try to find the most, shall we say, easiest, painless way to do it. You know, lethal injections is where you're sedated, you become paralyzed, and then we stop the heart. So you're not supposed to feel it. The electric chair or a hanging, you could feel, especially if not done right. So this nitrogen hypoxia is interesting. It's going to be the first time. Lethal injection was introduced, I think, in the 80s. And nitrogen hypoxia is not an injection. It's where you will breathe this in. I guess you're tied down, you're restrained. And then you're given a mask. And it causes you to asphyxiate or die without pain. So reportedly, you get sleepy, and I don't want to say exactly like carbon monoxide, but nitrogen ends up competing with oxygen. You fall asleep because you're hypoxic. It's colorless, odorless. You don't taste it. You don't feel it. It's in 80% of the air we breathe. But when you separate it from oxygen, and it's strictly nitrogen, oxygen can't get to where it needs to. And you end up deoxygenating and then dying. So, seeing this potentially could be painless. But there's ethical questions. Former Alabama State Senator Tripp Pittman introduced the bill to allow the use of nitrogen hypoxia in 2018, said it's a more humane method of execution. He says, even if it does work, now, however, I want to give the name who is Joel Zavot, an associate professor of anesthesiology at Emory. He challenges it. He says, even if it does work, he could still suffer an intensely painful death. This will not be a death that will be discreet. It may be prolonged, and there could be a good chance of some suffering. The gas could induce a seizure. He's not wrong about that. If the gas is administered through a mask, he could vomit. He could choke to death. If the mask is not secured well, the gas could leak out, posing a danger to the execution team. And so, in fact, I think his spiritual advisor, Reverend Jeff Hood, who will be there with the convict, had to sign a waiver before entering the execution room in case he falls ill. And so, this is interesting. I have never seen this happen. I know that we do not like to, do this routinely on people. This is something that is, nitrogen can kill. But when people see this, I've been asked multiple times, why aren't we just giving fentanyl? If people are dropping from overdoses at minuscule amounts of fentanyl, why aren't we using fentanyl? Well, because it might not always kill you. And so they need to choose something that is a sure way that you're going to die. People die from fentanyl. But if they want to be humane and not barbaric, they need to make sure that you drop immediately and without ever gaining consciousness. So, this isn't Smith's first attempt at his execution. Apparently, convicted, Mr. Smith, was supposed to get a lethal injection in November 2022, but the executioners couldn't find a vein So he was strapped to a gurney for hours. After the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals stayed his execution, the Supreme Court said they could proceed, and then they kept trying to find his vein, and they poked him for hours. So even though a lethal injection may be painless, that process was grueling. So this marked the second failed execution in the state in 2 months after an execution team failed to find a vein to lethally inject death row inmate Alan Eugene Miller the same month. Now, why can't they find a vein? Well, if somebody uses drugs, they might have blown their veins. You know, drugs, heroin, they might not have good veins if they're dehydrated. And so the failed executions prompted Governor Kay Ivey to suspend all capital punishment pending a top-to-bottom review. So Kenneth Eugene Smith, the current convict, was convicted in 1988. Or he was convicted for the 1988 murder of 45-year-old Elizabeth Sennett. He was sentenced to death in 1996. The jury voted 11-1 to sentence him life in prison without the possibility of parole. A trial judge overruled the jury's recommendation and sentenced him to death, we're being told by USA Today. Sennett's husband, the Reverend Charles Sennett, was, I guess, in debt and paid Smith and 42-year-old John Forrest Parker $1,000 each to collect insurance on his wife's death. Smith and Parker stabbed Sennett 8 times in the chest and once on each side of her neck. Then, Charles Sennett died by suicide after learning that he was caught and suspected of the murder. So Parker was convicted, sentenced to death of the killing, and he was executed by lethal injection in 2010. So Smith is the last one of that group. So, you know, we've spoken about the different types of capital punishment that is tried. You know, with hanging somebody, you know, if the height is too high or too low, you could have hyperextension injuries, you could have paraplegia, you could behead. And so, you know, hanging not considered the most humane. Neither was gas chamber. They tried to execute, I think back in the 20s, a G. John by cyanide. It didn't work. It leaked out of the cell. So then they built an airtight chamber, had him breathe in the gas of sodium cyanide and sulfuric acid. Now, gas chambers are still used in, I think, Arizona, California, Missouri, Wyoming. Since 1976, I believe 11 people have been executed that way, but I haven't updated the numbers. But basically, you're strapped to a chair. There's a pail put in there, and then there's a doctor on the outside with a stethoscope hooked to your chest so they could listen and see if you're alive. But interestingly, in 2015, Utah reauthorized firing squads as a method of execution. And many experts have said it's probably the fastest and most painless. And, you know, you would think it would be pretty barbaric because you're standing there and, you know, you're about to get shot. But they seem to have fewer mishaps. I'm not saying that's the preferred way to go. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this nitrogen. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have seen this headline that since COVID, cardiovascular deaths have spiked pretty significantly. And so the first thought that comes to people's minds are the vaccine and the spike proteins from the vaccine. And as a physician, I think all theories, all hypotheses should be looked at. If the average person says that in today's world of canceling, you'll be vilified, you'll be, but as a physician, I could tell you, I think it's multifaceted. The spike in cardiovascular deaths, I cannot say they're all vaccine related. I do think the vaccines might be playing a role. I also think COVID itself could be playing a role. We do know that COVID can cause myocarditis. In fact, our friends lost a young boy to COVID myocarditis. And so, you know, that's real. COVID can affect the heart. I think the vaccine could affect the heart. So I think both of those theories should be at play. But I think one of the biggest problems we're having is people don't go to the doctor anymore. Kids don't want to go to school. Adults don't want to go back to the office. People aren't going to the doctor. And they're using telemedicine. Or they're doing things virtually. Or they're getting their medications online. You can now get your Viagra online. Do you see those commercials? Are you flipping kidding me? What did I teach you all when it came to Viagra? Nobody should be using Viagra until they've checked their heart. Not because Viagra hurts the heart, but if you need Viagra because you have poor blood flow to the penis, what other organs are you having poor blood flow to? Viagra has saved the lives of millions of men because you used to have to go into a doctor and we would say, look, let's check your heart and make sure you don't have coronary artery disease. Because if you're having peripheral vascular disease of the periphery, we better check what's happening centrally or what's going on with your heart and your brain. And we picked up so many people with coronary artery disease just because they were having erectile dysfunction. Now, I'm not saying everybody who has erectile dysfunction is about to have a heart attack, but you all should be screened for that. Now, well, you answer some questions online and a doctor will prescribe the Viagra to you. You could even now get these weight loss drugs online. I'm seeing these companies say, you just have to call us, answer some questions, and we'll prescribe it for you. So who's checking your heart? Who's checking your lungs? Who's looking for moles? Examining your back when they're checking your lungs and go, oh, you have a melanoma here. So if you're not getting your blood pressure checked, if you're not getting your cholesterol checked, if nobody's listening to your heart for murmurs, nobody's evaluating your carotid arteries and listening for bruise, which is a sound of resistance of blood flow, which could mean you have plaquing of your carotid arteries, you're going to be a higher risk for heart disease. So according to the CDC, there has been an alarming amount of cardiovascular-related deaths, reversing a 10-year downward trend in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Rebecca Woodruff of the CDC said, we were concerned about the emerging evidence that chronic disease outcomes worsened during the first 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic. This was unfortunately the case with heart disease and stroke, which had been improving before the pandemic. Researchers observed that the span of cardiovascular deaths between 2020 and 2022 had increased trend expectations by 228,000 across all demographics, which is a 9.3% increase. A huge contrast, according to New York Post, from the 8.9% decline from 2010 to 2019. So, the CDC feels there were a lot of setbacks from COVID. Lockdowns, COVID-19 disrupted the healthcare industry. Well, it did. Look at how many of your doctor's offices have closed because the staff wouldn't come back. Now, you could blame COVID, but I also want to blame the lockdowns. I want to blame what legislators have done. This remote work is okay. And is the thing of the future maybe really cool for some of us? And mind you, I like sometimes doing my show from home or seeing patients from home. But, whoa, how many doctor's offices have closed because staff wouldn't come back? Once you gave people the option that they don't have to be working in person and they could make two salaries working from home, you think a lot of people went back to work a 40-hour-a-week job with one salary where they had to be boots on the ground? No. We lost a lot of healthcare workers. And so, well, that's a problem. People started drinking more. They did food to go. They didn't want to go to a grocery store and get COVID, so they did takeout. I never saw so much junk food purchased, that fast food purchased during COVID, the lines at fast food places were ridiculous. And it's because, well, we don't want to get COVID. So, yeah, we ate like crap. We started drinking, smoked more weed. Some people went back to smoking. They aren't going to the doctor. That's a problem. And then on top of that, everybody's being really quiet about, you know, the certain side effects that might have happened with the mass vaccination rollout. We did have early reports of arrhythmias and cardiac arrest and myocarditis induced from vaccines, but nobody wants to talk about that now. Well, we need to know because we have boosters that we need to make a decision on. So if we are seeing an extra 200,000 cardiac deaths, we need to clarify what could be going on. And I think it is multifaceted. I think COVID, you know, did a real number on our health. And think about it. If COVID screwed up your lungs, that's going to hurt your heart because you're not breathing, right? You're not getting enough oxygen. So I think there's multiple reasons for this, but if we can't change the past, we could fix the future. And maybe one of the things we need to fix are people's attitudes about going back to work. Now, I closed my office in 2016 because I went to teach. So it was way before COVID. But if I lost my office because of COVID, because staff wouldn't come back because they were making more money on unemployment or they didn't want to be exposed, which they have the right to, you know, I never had to go through that because my office was closed. But you know, how are doctors going to reopen the practices and get nurses and staff to come back? I know so many people who left the business. They're like, I could do things at home. And look at me. Did I ever reopen my practice after 2016? No. How could I if you can't find staff? So I do telemedicine. I've been seeing patients since 2019 from home. It's easier. But if a lot of doctors are doing what I'm doing, then who's going to be with you? Who's there seeing you face to face, listening to your heart, checking you for melanoma, looking at the edema or swelling of your legs, looking at your toes going, why do they look blue? We're missing a lot. You know, they say cervical cancer cases are on the rise. Well, because we stopped doing pap smears every year. We said you could go every 3 years, every 5 years. 5 years is a long time. And if you're sexually active and you're not getting screened, there's this big push for people to get birth control over the counter. Well, you know, it may be a huge, huge plus for reproductive health. But when we used to give birth control, we would teach you about HIV, would teach you about cervical cancer, would offer you vaccinations. Trust me, cancer, chronic disease is going to continue to rise. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.